Matthew chapter 24. Look down at verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four corners, from one end of heaven to the other. And that's a description of Christ's second coming, that Jesus gave himself about that time when he comes back. Loving God, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the hope we have. One of these days, things as we know it's going to come to a halt. You have promised in your Word you're going to come back. You're going to come back and take over the world. And you're going to rule and you're going to reign in righteousness. And things are not going to be like what's going on today. Lord, we look for that day. We pray for that day. We rejoice in that coming day when Jesus comes back and rules and reigns in righteousness. And we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, with all the talk that's going on today by preachers about the rapture of the church. Now, the rapture of the church is different from what we just read. What we just read is when Jesus comes to set up his kingdom and to put away all evil. Before that happens, there's going to be the rapture of the church. Preachers everywhere, in many places on television, real preachers I'm talking about, they're talking about the rapture. They're talking about Jesus coming back. They're talking about things that's going to be taking place one of these days. They're talking about the Antichrist, tribulation time. Judgment is being talked about. But you know what I have noticed? Nobody's paying any attention. Nobody's paying any attention. Oh, they know all about the Antichrist, and people, they say, you know, this COVID shots, is that a sign that if you take it, you're committed to the Antichrist? No. No. No, when people take the Antichrist's seal, they'll know it. That's when they'll be sealed to eternal damnation. No, your social security number is not connected with the Antichrist either. People get all kind of stories started that's not biblical. That's why you need to know something about the Word of God. But Jesus Christ is coming again. Now, I know there's a big crowd that don't believe that. And some don't even believe he come the first time. Did y'all know that? But he did. And he's coming again. And he's coming the same way he went away. You know how he went away? Visibly. They saw him go away. In Acts 1, the Bible says, and while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why standing ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go. He went away visibly and bodily. He had his body, a human body, when he left. So Jesus is coming back one day. Now, he's not told us today, and nobody don't know today. It'll be a surprise when he comes. Dr. John Woolford, one of my favorite preachers of yesterday, found 1,000 prophecies in the Bible and said 500 of them have already been fulfilled. And at the end of the age, there's 500 more prophecies that's going to be fulfilled. One of them will be Damascus over in Syria. That city is going to suddenly disappear one day. And it could be any day now with what all is going over there with them skirmishes as rockets are tossed back and forth between Syria and Israel. And other prophecies related to the end times, 500 more yet to be fulfilled at the end of this age. So they'll be coming fast and quick. Since time began, God has always had an end of days for this world. Now, some people think time's just going to keep going on and on and on and on, but it's not. There's going to come an end to the world as we know it today. There's going to come a big change. We've had about 6,000 years of history since God made the world with Adam and Eve. So about 6,000 years has gone by. There's another 1,000 years planned when Christ sets up his kingdom for 1,000 years over in Israel and rules. And then at the end of that 1,000 years, this world's going to be melted down to nothing and made new. And that new earth and new heaven will exist for eternity. That's what God has outlined in his word. But as we know it today, this world's going to come to an end. There's going to be a big change. And things are not going to continue. God knew in the beginning how man would live in his world. Nothing has surprised God. We get surprised ourselves, don't we? But nothing surprises God. God knows everything. We just read that scripture in our bulletin about how God knew and sees each one of us developing in our mother's womb. Takes 9 months, generally, for God to bring a new life. Look at the lives God has brought into the world. And yet so many people know about how life is being formed and all, and yet they do not give God the credit or the glory. Because there's something wrong with man's heart. There's something wrong with everybody's heart. We've inherited a sin nature that I'm going to talk about next week, Lord willing. All through the ages, God has kept warning people about their sin. Preachers down through the years. Look how Noah, 120 years, preached and not a single person got saved. Imagine that. 120 years of preaching and nobody gets saved. You know what everybody got? They got drowned. And I heard a scholarly man say this week that with the age of man living up to 900 years and having so many children back in the before the flood ever came, that there could have been as many people then after 1,600 years before the flood came, as there are people in the world today, 7 billion people could have got drowned when that flood came. And Noah preached to them 120 years and nobody believed. In the days of Jeremiah, nobody would listen to Jeremiah when he was preaching. He kept warning the people. They scoffed at him, laughed at him, rejected him. But you know what he preached came true. And Babylon came and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. Folks, what's said in this book comes true. Whether you believe it or not, won't stop it. It'll still come true. Because it is true. Our Sunday school lesson today, Pilate said, what's truth? I tell you what truth is. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God had already said what was going to happen to Jesus, and it came true. Because God said it was going to come true. So, God has kept warning people. And it's so disturbing to us who are believers today and are concerned about souls today. It's so hard. When you preach and you preach and you preach, nobody listens. Nobody's concerned. Everybody thinks I'm all right. And surely if there's a God, he wouldn't throw nobody into a lake of fire. Not a good God. Well, he will. But he won't do it against their will because that's what they wanted. They said, I'm not going to serve God. Well, God said there's one alternative. You can go to the lake of fire. So they decided that they'd rather have the lake of fire than to serve God. I'm not stretching it. I'm telling you the truth. That's what's wrong with the human heart. It's deceived. It's blind. It's controlled by the devil. And man don't even know it. Why? Because he won't get in his book and believe it. When atheists get serious about looking into this book, they get converted sometime. But if you don't listen to the Word of God, you just live a life and die without the Lord. Die without the Lord. Jesus tells us for the time when all the people of the world is going to see him. All the people of the world is going to see Jesus when he comes again. I want you to get this in your mind. His coming will be such an illumination that everybody around the world can see him. But that's going to be something, ain't it? That's going to be something. They're going to see him coming in the clouds of heaven. And the atheists, the scoffers, the unconcerned, and sinners, the Bible says. And here's what's going to happen when they see Jesus. They're all going to mourn. They're going to mourn. Oh, they're going to see they've been wrong. They're going to mourn because they know it's the end for them and they're not ready for him. Folks, it's going to be a sad day when men stand before God and they're not ready. You can't imagine how awful that day is going to be. People don't understand how serious sin is, church. People don't have no idea. Well, I'm not so bad. You're bad enough, God won't have you. Unless you've been washed in the blood. You gotta be rid of your sin. And that's what the blood of Jesus alone will do. It washes away all of our sin. And I hope you understood what I just said. He washes away the sin you hadn't even committed yet. Amen? The sins you hadn't even committed yet have been washed away. They've been paid for by the blood of Jesus, folks. That's the reason your heart's cleaner than that snow on the bulletin today. If you've been born again, before God, your heart's whiter than snow. Praise God for the grace of God. Only God could have come up with such a salvation. So people, when they see Jesus, you talk about mourning and groaning and terrified, and they can't do nothing. They're going to be helpless. They've rejected life for their sin. They'd rather have. They're not wanting to see him. Just like today, they don't want to be in church. They don't want to read the Bible. They don't want to hear the Bible. They won't want to see him when he comes. But he's coming anyway. And the whole world, the Bible says, is going to see him. And they're going to mourn. Because they're a world without Christ. They've rejected him, his word. But he's coming to destroy them. He's going to destroy every one of them that's not saved when he comes at the end of the tribulation time. After 7 years of tribulation, he's showing up. By the way, me and you will be with him. We're going to be riding white stallions, amen? I got to talking with my brother in South Carolina yesterday about that. I said, Murray, you reckon who'll have to feed them horses? Reckon we'll have to feed our horses? We're all going to have a horse, looks like. We're going to come riding on a horse. He got so tickled, I thought he'd never quit laughing. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, time's going to be up for man at the end of the tribulation time, and Jesus is coming back. He's coming back to take over. And he's bringing the armies of heaven with him that he don't need. He just wants them to see what he's going to do when he cleans up this world of sin and evil and wicked people that wanted nothing to do with him. I'm telling y'all what the Bible teaches, folks. The timing of Jesus' second coming, as I said, is at the end of the tribulation time. This is when all the nations of the world, listen to me, all the nations, that includes this one that we're living in, if it's still around, the way it's going now, we may not even be around, amen? Oh, we don't have no leader no more. But when the nations of the world have all gathered their armies, all their armies of all the nations, they've got together under the leadership of the Antichrist, and he has made up his mind, we getting rid of Israel once and for all. She's so hated. The devil hates her. The devil's in control of the Antichrist and all the armies. And they're coming against Israel. And this time we're getting rid of her. She won't survive. Well, God's going to have a say in all that, folks. God's going to have a say in all of that. We see evidence today of this as Israel has little to no support from most of the nations in the world today. Most nations have no use for Israel. And that's the reason for that is Satan has put it in their hearts because Israel's God's chosen people. God used Israel to give us this book here. Used 40 or so different men to write down the word of God. The devil hates Israel for this. And the devil hates Israel because from Israel came the Messiah, our Savior, that died on a cross for our sin. And besides that, the devil hates Israel because Israel's God threw him out of heaven when he rebelled against God. And he hates God with a passion. And he's working against God to deceive as many people as he can. And all these people in that box are still deceived by the devil. And them running up and down the road today in pleasure places. The devil's got them, and they don't even know it. They don't even care. I'm going to enjoy my life. Where did you get your life? Well, we just read it in the Sunday school bulletin today. God gave them their life, and he gave you your life. And God had a plan for your life. That's the best plan. But if you hadn't sought his plan, you're going to miss it. Amen. Yeah, even our own country today is not too concerned about helping Israel, defending Israel. Because our leadership today, they just aren't right. They just don't respect God's ancient people, most of them. Just before Israel is going to be annihilated with the Antichrist and all the armies of the world as they march against her with all their weapons, suddenly, the Son of Man, Jesus, and his army is going to appear. And when they look and see him, they're going to mourn. They know they've lost. They know they're lost. The Apostle John tells us, turn in Revelation in your Bible, because I want you to follow in the Word of God. It's always good to see and hear the Word of God, what the Word of God says. This preacher believes it. In Revelation 19, in verse 11, the scripture says, and I saw heaven open, John the Apostle said, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. See, Jesus makes war, folks. Listen to this description of Jesus. His eyes were as a flame of fire. You talk about full of vengeance and wrath now. He's coming full of vengeance and wrath. He told us not to take vengeance on our enemies. He said, I'll take vengeance on them. I'll deal with them. He said, his eyes was a flame of fire, and on his head was many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. A lot of mystery about Jesus Christ, folks. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, that's us, Bible scholars tell us. And the reason they tell us this is because of what we have on. We're dressed in fine linen, white and clean. And you know what? Every time I put on something white, it's no time I got spots on it. Amen. It just follows me. But I believe when we put on this fine linen, white and clean, with the Lord, we ain't gonna get no spots on it. Amen. Amen. Won't that be great? And out of the mouth of the Lord, goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite those nations, folks. You see there, he's going to smite them. He's come to smite them. And the Bible says, he shall rule them with a rod of iron. I mean, they won't nobody get by with no kind of sin when he sits on the throne. Did you know that's going to be our job as Christians during the 1,000-year reign with Christ? I believe one of our jobs is when somebody that's not saved starts to sin, we'll be there to stop them right then. God's not going to allow sin in his kingdom to get by. He's going to put a stop to it right in his tracks. And the Bible says he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Oh, listen to me, folks. God's going to put an end to all this evil and wickedness in the world today that's running so rampant. when people think they're their own gods can do what they want to do. But I want to tell you what the prophet Zechariah goes on and says. And I want you to turn in Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah 14 is close to the very end of the Old Testament. And in Zechariah 14, I'm going to read one verse out of that chapter. And this is what's going to happen when Jesus speaks. And Zechariah records this. The Bible says, "And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem." Get that phrase there. All these people coming against Jerusalem, here's what's going to happen to them. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. Think about this now. While they're on their feet coming against Israel, suddenly, when the Lord speaks, all their flesh on their bones will melt away. Wow. Wow. You think you can defend yourself against the Lord and His word? And the Bible says, "And their eyes shall consume away in their holes. Their eyeballs will melt. And their tongue and their mouth will melt from the heat, from the spoken word." You know, the same thing happened when the United States dropped those two bombs on Japan that ended World War II. It says when those two bombs exploded, that people that was where that those bombs was at, that their flesh on their bones all melted away. It just consumed all flesh. And their skeleton was just standing there in the street. Just a skeleton standing there. And the wreck of it just crumbled. Fell to the ground. God means business, folks. Man don't have a defense against God. The only defense against God is the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you hear me today? The only defense you have is the blood of Jesus Christ to save you from the wrath of God. At this time, Jesus is going to capture the Antichrist. Oh, he was a bold rascal. He's the meanest man to ever live in the world. He's fully controlled by the devil. But Jesus is going to capture the Antichrist and the false prophet. And he's going to catch them and cast them alive into the lake of fire. They're going to be the first ones to be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. Do you hear me? 1,000 years later, when Jesus throws all sinners into the lake of fire, the Antichrist and the false prophet are still alive in the lake of fire, burning. 1,000 years later. And you know they're still there today? Or they will be there forever. I misspoke then. But they'll be there forever. They'll be there forever. Too many people have the wrong impression of God. Yes, God is love. God loves everybody. But God is also holy, church. God is a holy God. He hates sin. He hates sin. God's holy. He hates sin. When Lucifer sinned against him and those angels that followed Lucifer, they were immediately cast out of heaven. God's not going to let sin be in his presence. Sinners can't go to heaven. Sinners can't go to heaven. You got to be born again. You got to become sons and daughters of God. But to be forgiven of your sin. The only people who will not be judged with sin are the born-again believers in Jesus Christ. when you die as a Christian? Are you really a Christian, or you just have religion? If you're a born-again Christian, when you die, you're going to immediately go to heaven. Immediately. I believe angels will escort you into heaven, just like they did Lazarus in Luke 16. Angels took him to heaven, or to paradise at that time. So, but people that die without Jesus Christ, what happens to them? They immediately go to a place Luke 16 says is a place of torment, where they're thirsty, where the fire torments them, loneliness torments them, remembering torments them. They think about their families that's lost, that's going to go there and join them. That's what happens to lost people today when they die. It's so sad when salvation is available to everybody. It's on the radio stations. It's on the television stations. It's on the laptops. It's on every device, electronical device there is today. This word is going out. A man told me the other day about our program on his station up in Virginia. He told me of, I forget how many different devices our program is heard on, and it's going into about 200 countries in the world just on that one station. And we're on 15 other ones the same way. People have access to hearing how to be saved, but they're not accepting it. They're too busy with their life. This life is so important. I got to get all I can out of this life. But they're being deceived. They're being deceived. Today, as we look at Bible prophecies, we see the nations of the world are aligning themselves for the end time events as God said they would. The nations are lining up. Russia's getting in a position. Iran is getting in position. And all those countries surrounding Israel is getting into that position that they're going to be brought down on Israel. And God himself is going to intervene. Wow. We see it. We see it. We might. I don't know when the rapture is going to happen. But I know one thing, it's going to happen. And all these other things are going to happen just like God has said. And we've got what God said in his word is going to happen in days. And we're seeing it lining up, getting ready for it. And it's not just our nation. It's worldwide, folks. It's worldwide. People that know are telling us today, you better be buying up canned food. Something that won't perish, that you can keep a while, because hard times may be really coming soon to this country and to the world. You look at the truckers on the striking. They're getting some people's attention. Folks, we're living in some critical times. I don't want to frighten you. I just want you to be aware. We're getting at the end of the age. God didn't intend it to keep going on. Now, God's in full control of everything. It's all in his plan. But I'm just telling you, you better be walking careful before the Lord. Better be seeking his face, his will. Better be trying to get other people saved. I can only warn. Before Jesus' second coming, there's first going to be the rapture of the church. We don't know when that's going to happen, but it could happen any time, any second. We might be sitting in church. Wouldn't I love to be sitting here like this on the day the Lord just raptured us out. Wouldn't that be a time to go home in church at the appointed place? Wouldn't that be something, folks? I'd have a Baptist fitting going up. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. To me, it sounds like the perfect time for the Lord to come on Sunday, the Lord's Day. Come get us. Wow. Wouldn't that be something, folks? Yeah. Going up worshiping the Lord and praising the Lord from the church house. Couldn't think of a better scenario. The Lord might have a better one, but this old country preacher, that's the way I would see it. The Lord's going to take us who are living at the time of the rapture out of this world, so we will avoid the wrath of God that's going to be poured out on this world. And the Lord's coming to get us that are saved, because we're going to be the bride of Christ. And we're going to be taken to heaven to be judged, to see how faithfully we serve the Lord and rewarded. We're not going to answer for any sin if you're born again. We're going to go to see how faithfully we serve the Lord and be rewarded. And then we're going to the wedding. We're going to be wedded. And then at the end of 7 years of the tribulation, Christ with his bride, us, coming back with him to take over the governments of the world and to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years. Our new home is going to be in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, describes our home. Turn there in your Bible to Revelation 21. We'll read three verses right quick in Revelation 21. The Bible says that it's going to be a city of dazzling beauty with 12 gates of pearl. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That's our home, the church's home. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. Think about this, folks. God is going to be with us, living with us. Can y'all imagine that? You know what? He won't wear out welcome. Amen. You know, if we went to live with you, we might wear out welcome. Amen. Amen. But we won't. The Lord won't wear out welcome with us, because we'll be in his house that he made for us. Amen. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. He's going to dwell with us, folks. I don't understand why in this world God loves us so much, but he does. We can't explain how much God loves us other than by looking at the cross to see what God did to save us. That's how much he loves us, to let his son die such a death. Yeah. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Christ's first coming was when he was born of a virgin in Bethlehem of Judea. At the age of 30, he began an earthly ministry, calling out 12 young men to be his disciples. 3 years later, he was falsely accused, condemned to death upon a Roman cross, as we were studying our Sunday school lesson. But death couldn't hold him. Boy, I tell you what, this is even more awesome. The more we learn about God and the Bible, here is a man died, laid his life down on the cross. They put him in a barred tomb. And 3 days later, he gets up himself out of the grave and comes out with the door still shut. Amen? Whoa, he's God. Amen? He's God. Death can't hold it, couldn't hold him. The reason he died was to pay for our sin. The wages of sin is death. Man had sinned. Jesus paid for it. And then Then he broke the shackles of death and he arose. And he's alive forevermore. He was seen when he ascended back to heaven. And the Bible says he's now seated at the right hand of God. And we who are saved are even in him at the right hand of God. Praise God for such a Savior. 2,000 years have passed since Christ's death. And the prophecy of his second coming is near. As already stated, the time of the rapture is near also, followed by 7 years of tribulation that will end with the second coming of Christ to destroy all the wicked and set up a righteous kingdom. Knowing all of this, we as believers should be doing all we can to get out the gospel, to warn people that Jesus died to pay for all their sin. And as we warn people, God's going to reward us for our faithful in getting out the gospel. See, he's not only give us salvation, he's not only going to give us a home, but he's going to reward us as individuals for how faithful we serve him, how faithful we treat our mate, how faithful we raise up our children. How faithful a husband or a wife are we? All of these things will be evaluated by the righteous, all-knowing God, and we'll be so rewarded, church. Before our eyes today, the world is disintegrating or falling apart as we view the evil and the wickedness that's going on. Even law enforcement can't keep up with all the evil. And look how they're being treated and killed, shot, mistreated, attacked. The law! I tell you, when I was coming along, people respected the law. They're not respected now. Evil is raging. In our country, we have a constitution and the Bill of Rights. We're supposed to have guaranteed freedoms, but they're being ignored by our political leaders. We used to have freedom of speech. Did you see how they cut out Trump's speech? They're cutting out ours too. There's certain things you can't say on Facebook. They'll cut you off. We're supposed to have freedom of speech, folks. We're supposed to have the ability to come out to church. They shouldn't have shut churches down with COVID. That was not right. Because why? There's a higher law. God said, not forsaking you, the assembly. We should have come to church. We missed one Sunday. We shouldn't have missed that Sunday. We should have come to church. God said, don't fail to assemble together. His law outlaws their law, folks. Amen? Yeah, our country's falling apart. Our freedoms are being taken. They don't even want us to have weapons to defend ourselves. You know what? The people that don't want us to have weapons, they have armed guards for themselves. Isn't that something? That's what kind of country we're in today, folks. Used to be the greatest country in the world. Now, the devil's took over this country. You know why the devil took over this country? I can tell you why. People quit going to church. People quit reading the Bible. People got them an automobile and they hit the pleasure places. Yeah, they got nice jobs. Yeah. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's what Satan said, and look what it done. That's what the church has said. The church has said the same thing. I don't need the Lord. I can take care of myself. I got me a good job, you know. Yeah, how deceived people are, folks. Well, I'm not a date setter, but I believe the time for the rapture is close. Look at Israel surrounded by our enemies. Listen to the constant threats of Iran nearly every day, promising to annihilate her because they hate her so bad. We better walk careful before the Lord. You better walk careful. God's observing your ways and your thoughts, your actions. We better make sure we have all of our sin confessed. Do you confess your sin every day? We sin, don't know it sometimes. We sin by not doing what we're supposed to do. That's sin too. We better walk careful. Better walk careful. God knows. God knows. We ought to want to get close to the Lord. We ought to want to just serve the Lord. I'm talking to you. You listening? We must make sure we're fully committed to the Lord. Are you committed? Are you really committed to the Lord? I'll close with this scripture from Matthew 24, beginning of verse 43. But know this, Jesus said, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man is coming. Just when you think not, he's coming. He said, be ready. Be ready every minute. Looking up. Be paid up. And don't get caught up in sin. May God speak to hearts today. I challenge you to pray for these in this salvation box. Pray for one another, church. Let's go out full of the Spirit of the Lord to serve the Lord, to be a witness of the Lord. We invite you to the altar this morning to come and bow before the Lord and pour out your heart to Him. Ask Him to help you get closer. Ask Him to help you be a better witness. Won't you come to the altar? It's a sacred place. You'll be blessed when we step out boldly for the Lord.